I want to take a moment to recommend another podcast called Scorned Love Kills. On Scorned Love Kills, the podcast from ID, find out what happens when lust and obsession turn deadly. With direct audio from the hit TV show, uncover true and unexpected stories about love gone wrong, like how a husband in South Carolina gets carried away with his underground gambling business, leading to debt and infidelity and ending in violence. In each episode, hear from reporters, law enforcement, and psychologists close to each crime as they investigate the dark side of love. Being a listener of Let's Not Meet, I know that Scorned Love Kills is going to be right up your alley. So listen to Scorned Love Kills wherever you get your podcasts. Get ready for Malice, a twisted new drama starring Jack Whitehall, David Duchovny, and Carice Van Houten. Jack Whitehall plays Adam, a charming Manny who infiltrates the wealthy Tanner family with a hidden motive to destroy them. This edge-of-your-seat revenge thriller unravels a deliciously dark mystery in a world full of wealth, secrets, and betrayal. Malice will constantly keep you on your toes. Why is Adam after the Tanner family? What lengths will he go to? One thing is for sure, the past never stays buried, so keep your enemies close. Watch all episodes of Malice on November 14th, only on Prime Video. Welcome to Wednesday One Shots, the bi-weekly series where we share a bonus story with you in the middle of the week. Before we get started, I just wanted to remind you all about our live stream episode this Saturday, November 1st at 7 p.m. Pacific over at twitch.tv/crypticcounty. I'll be joined by a bunch of our podcast friends, and we'll all be telling stories on video, and it will be live streamed. And don't worry if you happen to miss it or you can't make it. The audio versions will be available in the following week's episode. I hope to see you there, though. These are always a lot of fun. This week, we have a story by Donna, titled, Can I Spill the Beans Now? Decades ago, I was in college studying a few different courses, including journalism. I was nervous about taking this program, and I didn't know anyone in the class. Once I started, though, it was nice to be in a room with other people like me. Everyone was creative, the writer types. So, I made friends, including one who would go on to be my child's godparent later down the line. The journalism teacher was a really difficult marker. If he found one spelling or grammar error, he would fail an entire article. And even worse, he would write a jaunty little jab like, "Cheers, you fail." It was tough, but it became all of our goal one day to get the lofty perch of having no errors in his eyes. We dared to dream. Anyway, the way the course worked was that at any point during the day, the journalism teacher would show up to assign a story to us. We grew to dread seeing his curly hair bobbing as he walked through the classroom door, since we knew that our evenings were about to be consumed by an assignment. But this day was different. On this day, we knew we were going to have an assignment because we were taking a field trip to the law courts. When we arrived, he let us pick a courtroom to write a story about whatever was happening there. We all worried that we would pick some crappy, boring procedural or something, as the docket doesn't give much info. So it seemed like it was very much a crapshoot, or so we thought. My best friend and I were looking over the lists when a slightly older guy came over to us. He had an official look about him, and he whispered, "Be in courtroom 415 at 1:30. It's a good story, trust me." Trust some guy hanging out at the law courts building? What could possibly go wrong? We decided to take this lead, and we headed over and grabbed a seat. By way of orientation, I need to explain, this is a small courtroom. It was nothing like the giant ones that you see in shows or movies. There were maybe two rows of chairs, then the defense and the crown. For American listeners, the crown is like the DA. Beyond the crown, there's a raised bench and then the judge. The court reporter wasn't there, which was explained as things got rolling. So it was just me and my best friend with the guy who had tipped us off about coming into this courtroom. He turned out to be an actual journalist. The lawyers then took their seats, and then the defendant, who was in shackles but dressed nicely, was walked in next. The guy was creepy, with a capital C. He had dark hair and a dark beard. He stared at me and my friend, barely blinking. We had no idea what he was accused of, but his staring and intensity gave us the willies, and I began wishing that we had just gone to traffic court or something like that. This was a proceeding to determine if certain evidence will be deemed admissible. This was a bit unusual, though, since the Crown wanted the trial to reopen. The main charge was murder. The creepy guy had bludgeoned his wife to death. As if that wasn't bad enough, he kept her and ate parts of her. Yes, we were watching the trial of a murderous cannibal. He pleaded mental illness, and it seemed everyone had accepted that he was crazy, and they were planning to send him to a hospital. Except just after everything was closed, the defendant had turned to the Crown attorney and said, "Can I spill the beans now? I'm actually not crazy." It was all deemed inadmissible since the Crown had already rested its case. The defendant just kept staring at us, even when the judge announced that the guy would be sent to the hospital instead of prison. It was so intense to watch. We couldn't get out of that courtroom faster if we tried. So, to the not crazy murderous cannibal guy, let's not meet. Don't miss our full-length episodes of Let's Not Meet, released every Monday morning. And if you're new here, be sure to subscribe and leave us a review on your platform of choice. We'll see you next time. Everybody, stay safe.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit RightRug.com. RiteRug.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
CODA salutes those who served. Veterans ride free Tuesday, November 11th. And every other day of the year, our veterans and active duty military personnel get a 50% discount on all fares. It's all part of CODA's ongoing commitment to show appreciation for your selfless service. To ride at no cost on fixed routes, tell your bus operator that you're a veteran or use code VET2025 in the app to use CODA Plus. Veterans ride free on Tuesday, November 11th for Veterans Day. Veterans get a 50% discount every day on CODA. Plan your ride and learn more at CODA.com/trip planner.